Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Skip Miller. Skip is the author of so many books on sales training, sales management, and selling that I think I injured myself bringing them to the studio. Skip, your website is m3learning.com, is that right?
That's correct, m3learning.
Letter M, number 3, learning.com. If you can't spell learning, look it up.
Stands for Miller and three kids.
There you go. And proactive sales management, proactive selling, ultimate sales toolkit, et cetera, et cetera. You're starting to get the idea. We're talking about selling. So, Skip, we're rolling out of this recession into whatever this recovery is. I've been calling it the Great Recession that turned into the not so great recovery. But things are starting to pick up pace a little bit. What are you seeing out there, and what do you think people should be doing about it?
I got a number of companies that I call bellwethers. Right, you know, airline companies. How is their business in first class doing? Not just coach and so on and so forth. Right, everyone's doing really well. I mean, if you're not doing real well, you should try to look in the mirror there, because right now everybody's really busy with really good prospects. If I could recommend two things to your listeners, it's number one: call high, call your whales, call your more important customers. Mm-hmm. Don't get caught by just picking the low hanging fruit. You're going to get real busy. Fill your pipeline with medium to small, medium sales when the big companies are out there, the big opportunities. We have a tool called Power Hour, right? The first hour of every day, do nothing but really focus on your more major accounts, major activities, you know, the target whale accounts. 5 hours a week, big whoop. But it's almost like the goldfish in the goldfish bowl. When you spend more time on that, the little stuff kind of takes care of itself.
If every salesperson would spend 5 hours a week on prospecting the company and quality prospecting, the company wouldn't have any top-line problems.
That's good. And you got to go after. My dad was my aunt and uncle lived in Florida. We'd go down there for every Christmas break, and they had two orange trees. And you go out there, pick the oranges. Well, you finally figure it out. After a couple of years, you get the ladder, you go to the top of the tree, because the oranges are better at the top of the tree.
Right.
It's the exact same metaphor of having your salespeople have at least two or three potential whales in their funnel right now that they're prospecting. And you can't ignore the low-hanging fruit, but you got to be a little bit proactive. That's the number one thing your people should do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I remind people of something. This is very fundamental. Somebody told me a long time ago, Skip, one prospect is no prospect. One proposal is no proposal, meaning if you've just got one big thing that you're counting on, then you basically could, you know, 50-50 chance you're going to be out of business. And so you got to keep a lot of balls in the air, a lot of things in the pipeline. And I always felt a lot better about myself when I was waiting on a big decision, and I knew that in a day or two I was going to be getting another big decision. It didn't make me feel so anxious about the first big decision.
That confidence brings over to your customers, too.
Yes,
they feel it. They
it
feel
does.
Your confidence.
It does.
The second thing, and I'll leave you with this because I know we're running out of time, it's not about you and your closing date. Don't ask the customer, when do you think you're going to sign the contract? We have a tool, which you know about, Jim, it's called the I date, the implementation mm-hmm. date. So ask a question like, Mr. Smith, when do you see you actually putting this in production, up and running, you know, on the shelf, you know, available for inventory? You're going to start using this. If they sit back and go, I really haven't thought of that, you don't have a prospect. We
mm-hmm.
call it the I date, implementation date. No I date, you don't have a deal. You don't have a prospect. If they haven't thought how they're going to start using it to make money with it, don't even ask them about when you're going to. I went to the car dealer the other day. The guy walks up to me and goes, I'm going to close you today.
He said that?
Yes, he did.
Oh, no.
He did. Honestly,
did you say? Did you say? Did you say? Well, I think I'll just punch you today.
I said, "You know, I got this Kyle's coming home metaphor for you." Honestly, God, Jim, the next car dealer, he goes, "Are you going to buy a car this weekend?" I go, "I don't think so." He goes, "Great." He goes, "Here's my card. Call me, page me if you have any questions."
Unbelievable.
And then he went back in the next line to go. I thought he was very professional. If you're not going to buy something this weekend, no problem. Here's my card. If you want to help, just give me a holler. I'm here for you. I thought it was very professional.
Well. okay, whatever. But
no, he didn't shove me off. He was very nice about it.
Yeah, but still, you know, I mean, you might have, you know, what he didn't find out was that you were going to say, no, I'm not going to buy this weekend, but I'm going to buy on Monday.
No, my wife's buying today.
Yeah, exactly. That's the rest of the story. Hey, Skip, give us the website again, please.
M3Learning, the number three, M3Learning.com.
And all of his books are there, and they're also available wherever books are sold. William Skip Miller. His mother calls him William. He says we can call him Skip. Hey, Skip, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Listen, you have a great time and have a great year.
We'll see you next time. Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen, another 10-year member of our brain trust that we can't do without and we won't do without him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.